The big announcement last week by the little guy from Shawinigan has left the Liberals with one major dilemma. The party is supposed to hold a convention this coming February, but if that convention goes ahead, then delegates might have to vote in a leadership review. And a leadership vote is something a lot of Liberals, including Paul Martin, have said they would rather avoid. But not the party's policy chairman. Akash Maharaj says the February meeting must go ahead as scheduled.
Mr. Maharaj, why do you think it's so important for the party to go ahead with this meeting in February?
There are two reasons. First of all, it's at biennial conventions that we elect our officers, and were we to cancel this meeting, it would mean that the national executive, the very body cancelling the meeting, would have unconstitutionally doubled its chairman office. It's the sort of behavior one expects of a banana republic rather than a mature democracy. And it's especially worrying at a time when the legitimacy of the national executive must be beyond reproach because we'll be governing over a period when we'll be electing our new party leader. But perhaps more importantly, were we to cancel the upcoming convention, the Liberal Party would have allowed 6 years to elapse between policy conventions. And for any political party, let alone a governing political party, to go 6 years without discussing ideas is a state of affairs that risks bringing it into public disrepute.
Now, I want to talk to you about policy in just a moment, but when you compare what's going on to a banana republic, and you've been quoted as saying that what's going on is something that is beneath the standard that Canadians would expect from foreign dictators, you're going fairly far.
I am. I feel very strongly about it. There are people who would argue that this is a small thing and that we must stand prepared to bend our rules and perhaps put aside our constitution for the sake of political expedience. But it is down that path that lies political perdition. Any political party has a duty to govern itself as it would govern the country. But for us, as the governing political party, we have a special responsibility to show that we place the rule of law above the caprice of individuals.
Now, where do you stand in this Chrétien-Martin feud?
I'm completely undeclared and will remain undeclared until after the leadership race as an officer of the party. My first duty is to the ideals of the party rather than the personalities who wish to inhabit high office. And I should emphasize that the views that I espouse are not particularly endorsed by any of the camps vying for the office of the leadership of the party. But I do think it's important for anyone who is a member of the National Executive or who aspires to hold an office for the National Executive, that he stand prepared to do what is right, even when it is difficult.
Now, a policy convention is one thing, but you know as well as I do that up until last week, the big ticket item at that convention was going to be the leadership review of Jean Chrétien. Do you think that should go ahead, or are you just talking a policy convention?
No, I think we can set aside the leadership review simply because the question that is asked during the leadership review is simply, does the membership wish us to organize a leadership convention? Assuming that we set the date of a leadership convention before the policy convention, then a leadership review question becomes entirely moot.
So you really want to talk about policy?
Absolutely. Political parties are made up of people, ordinary people, who come together out of a common sense of the national interest. And I think at times when high politics and the pursuit of high office comes to the fore, it becomes all too easy for people to forget about that. But ultimately, if our next leader is to have a party worth leading, then the party must be one that stands on ideas and ideals rather than as a vehicle for the ambitions of any one person.
Are there a couple of areas of policy that you think need urgent attention?
I think the primary area that requires attention is the question of what we do during a post-deficit era. Much of the Liberal Party's past 10 years or so in government has been characterized, indeed has been dominated by the need to bring the nation's finances under control.
Right.
Now that we've done so, we've faced the far more difficult, but I believe the far more important question of what is the appropriate role of government now that it's been unshackled by the deficit? Indeed, what is the very purpose of national government during an era of globalization?
But can you see that if you actually went ahead with this policy convention, that the Martin camp and the other camps, if they actually got to talk about how do you spend the surplus, that it might be fairly divisive and really turn into a leadership convention anyhow?
Well, speaking personally, I think there are worse things that could befall a political party than to have its leadership contest defined as a competing vision of the national interest. And indeed, until now, much of the debate in the media about leadership has centered around personality, tactics, positions, the sale of membership forms, and the like. If a policy convention can have the effect of shifting that debate away from mechanics and more towards the question of what is it that different leadership candidates will do as party leader, as prime minister, then I believe that is something to be welcomed, not feared.
Well, Mr. Maharaj, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Akash Maharaj is the policy chairman of the Liberal Party. We reached him in London, Ontario.